As I watch you fall apart, it wrecks my brain again. A lobotomy instead, from where it all began. Like a rusty shopping cart, I walk right past it down the side of the road, because I know that it's already too late. I turn my
What can you tell me about your song, Watch You Fall Apart?
This tune, I actually wrote about, how long ago was that? 4 or 5 years ago. And I just wrote it about, there's some people in your life that you want to help, but you can't help them. Sometimes people need to hit rock bottom to help themselves. And it's just basically about people needing to, like, you can't help anyone else. They have to help themselves, basically, is what the song is about. And there's a lot of people that have come in and out of my life that have been like that. And my mom and dad taught me at a young age, like, that exact lesson, that people need to help themselves. You can't help them, you know? So there's certain, like, with drug addiction, or if they're having like problems or whatever, like it's tough to help them. They need to seek like professional help, mm-hmm. You know, just because you're their friend doesn't mean that you can help them out of their problems, you know? So that's what that song's about.
Totally true.
Yeah. There's a lot of people I know that have gone through some really bad stuff, and it sucks to watch, like, but you have to watch it, you know? You have to watch them fall apart, because you can't really do anything about it. Like, it's up to them. So.
Yeah. Tough lesson.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite guitar?
I have a Silver Godin. I don't know if it's Godin or Godin. I call it a Godin, but it's the Silver Bullet. That's what I use mostly. And yeah, it's my favorite guitar. It's nothing special. It's not expensive, but I like it.
That's what counts.
Yeah, for sure.
Can you remember what the very first song or record was that you ever bought for yourself?
Oh, that's a tough one. What would that be? I think the first record I bought for myself was Green Day Dookie. I remember I was playing hockey at the time, and my dad, he was like pretty upbeat with music. He still is. Like he got me into like a more aggressive style of music. Like when he was younger, he always liked heavier music. And like, that's how the musical climate kind of goes as we're getting older. Like music is always getting heavier. It seems more edge to it. Right. So he kind of pushed me into that kind of stuff. And there was a station called Z Rock that we used to listen to when I was going to hockey all the time. And I remember hearing Green Day for the first time and just being locked right into it. So yeah, that was the first record I bought. I was in Peterborough and I was in a hockey tournament.
You've performed lots of gigs around Ontario and Quebec. Is there one that stands out in your mind as a really memorable one?
Oh, you know, not really, because when you play 21 shows in 18 days or whatever it was, everything's kind of a big blur. We did play this one town and I can't remember what it's called. But I remember going there and everyone, it was in Quebec. I think it was Montmagny, maybe somewhere like that. Sorry if I'm getting this wrong. If anyone there is that's listening, I'm not trying to offend you. And everyone was super nice and it was a very small place, but you know, we showed up there and there was like a super long table and it was just full of food.
Nice.
Just, and for us. And I was just kind of like blown away. Of course, me, I am. I just remember the food.
You're a man after my own heart.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I kind of have like canine tendencies. So it's like, if the bowl's full, I'm a happy guy, you know? So got to take me for a walk or whatever every now and then, all good.
Totally relate.
But yeah, yeah, for sure.
Do you have a website or other online presence where we can keep track of your upcoming tour dates and new releases?
We don't have an actual website, but we have facebook.com/allthetimeeverywhere. We also have an Instagram. It's Instagram.com/allthetimeeverywhere. I think we have a SoundCloud still. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I've kind of fallen off of that kind of stuff now that we've started rehearsing and now we have management and things like that. So, but definitely Instagram and definitely Facebook. You can look us up.
Super cool when you've got management to take those parts off your hands.
Yeah, it's nice because I haven't really had that, you know, like I have in a way, but not to the extent that I have now, where I can focus on being an artist and not focus on booking a tour by myself and like managing things and stuff. I can just stick to the art side of it, which is just great because, and Paul helps out a lot with that. He knows what he's doing. So I just kind of, I'm just leaving that kind of stuff to him. And he always says, well, you know, the final decision's yours, but yeah, the final decision is mine, but he's educated and he's been doing it a long time. So I just like to leave a lot of stuff with him. It's just better for me.
Let you get to the good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And like, that's like in the end, like I'm not a manager. I'm not a booking agent. I'm a songwriter. That's what I want to be recognized as, because that's what my ultimate strength is. And all the other stuff, I would much rather leave that to more educated people.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Sail. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, that song came from a dark place. that song's about being very frustrated with how the world works. I remember when I wrote it, I was writing it about something kind of completely different. Like, it's about the way the world works and how, you know, when people's pockets get light, that's when they start raising a fuss. And it's all about, everything's all about money. Mm-hmm. And it was also about a person that I know that is super manipulative. And when we released the song, the Amazon was actually on fire at that point, burning down. And no one seemed to be doing a lot about it. you'd hear about it, but it's like, well, what are you doing about it, right? And you know, that's pretty frustrating because this is our world. We all live here, and you know, nobody's going to make money off putting a fire out in the Amazon, so no one seems to care. And that's basically where that song comes from. People better start caring, or we're not going to have a world anymore. So that's kind of where that lies.
Pretty important message to get out there. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for having me, and thanks for doing it with me.